One of the attractions of people going places and doing things year-round is our Russian Orthodox Church over in Kenai. Dorothy Gray has been fundamental in getting that as a national historical monument. Or exactly what is the designation, Dorothy?
A national historic landmark is the highest designation any historical building can have in the United States. And there are only 50 of them in Alaska.
And before that designation, the church was actually having problems with being maintained and deteriorating, and the foundation, I remember going through it before all the renovations, and of course now it looks like it'll be here for a long, long time.
Yes. In 1970, it was designated a National Historic Landmark, and because of that, it now has the capability to apply for different state and federal grants that are not allowed by any other, you know, nonprofit organizations. So it's brought a lot of money into the church, and also it's brought a lot of money into the community through the restoration process of building and builders and contractors and engineers.
And visitors, because the walking tours, I mean, it's a destination for people, and they never forget it because it's like a picture postcard that is one of the best photo ops on the whole peninsula.
It is. We get hundreds, on good days when it's sunny, we get hundreds of visitors every summer day, and people are just coming from not only the United States, but foreign visitors from Germany. I've met people from all over the world, including the Himalayas.
Now, Dorothy, you championed this to make it a landmark, and you've been working with it for years, and also the fundraising. What motivated you, and what is your background? What is your history with the Russian Orthodox Church?
My maternal grandparents were born in what is now Slovakia. So they immigrated to the United States, and of course brought all my grandfather brought all the children, grandchildren in the Orthodox faith. So coming to Alaska was a beautiful place for me to come to see the 90. I haven't seen them all, but
so a lot of family, a lot of relatives, a lot of history there with you as well.
Yes, definitely, my whole family.
Now, what about the future of the church? We've seen so many changes in the last 50 years since I've been here in Old Town, and now it is being renovated, and it looks like there's a lot in the future coming.
Yes, we've been working on renovating the little chapel, the St. Nicholas Chapel, next. And this summer we hope to finish some of the log work and the painting and also erect a new fence around the chapel.
Okay, and for services, are they open to the public? Do you need to be Russian Orthodox in order to participate in some of the activities of the church?
We welcome visitors of all faiths and religions, but you do have to be a baptized Orthodox Christian to receive communion.
But to visit and to see the icons, that's something open to anybody?
Absolutely, and that's one of the main things that people want to see because they are historical. And they represent a really spiritual part of our faith.
Now, of course, it was a missionary outreach that brought the church here and brought the first priests here. And, of course, there was no written language, and a lot of people back then didn't read or write or read the scriptures. So the icons actually tell a story.
Yes, much like children's picture books. They represent the famous people in the Bible and the famous events in the Bible.
And if people want to help preserve the church, how can they do that?
We have a website, holyassumptionkenai.org, that you can go on to and make donations. And we also have an exterior donation box now on our fence in front of the church.
Do you think the founding priests who came here ever would have thought that type of digital access would be available to what they built with their sweat and bones?
No, it's even far beyond some of my imagination some days when I learn about some of the new digital ideas and things that have been invented. It's crazy. No, they would have no idea.
Amazing what the future will hold. Well, one thing we know is the church is going to be there for quite a while, thanks to the work of Dorothy Gray and the members of the Orthodox Church in Kenai. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that historical sound of KSRM.